Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And I'm hoping my voice finds everyone in good health and not too stir crazy. If you've been stuck in the house and not too frustrated, if you've been out and about and dealing with all the fellow drivers in this slightly messy bit of snow. But we're still going to have a fun show. Steve Rummage in Miami, Nikki V in the booth.
They want the boot.
Hey, Marcus, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Nikki, as always.
No, that's good. That's good. I myself really enjoy the snow, so I'm pretty happy. As long as the roads aren't awful, and they're not great, but they're not quite at that awful, at least locally, at least for my commute.
What's
selfishly.
The worst part about the roads right now?
I mean, it's not smooth. Like it's that it's that feeling of these roads are clear enough to drive, at least on my commute, and my commute's only like a mile, so you know, but it's it's not on highway, it's through some neighborhood roads and everything like that, so the roads are
your
good.
Commute is only a mile, Nikki.
Well, I'm okay, maybe like two or three, but you know, I mean, I live like off Eastern Parkway, so I'm like right around the corner.
Anything under 5 miles, Nikki, you're not, first of all, you're not allowed to call it a commute. Second of all, I see why you come in flustered, because you live too close. You don't have enough time to get out into the outside world. You go straight from the drowsiness of inside your home to the office way too fast. Listen.
So it's what, I should do a couple laps before I come in?
Yes. You should, listen, drive past the school, stop at a store, go to a convenience store, do something where you have to people for about 5 minutes or something. Because listen, there's no secret, Nikki. Like I've told people that my commute, and listen, and my commute's not bad either. But what I call a commute, I mean, some of my best material and my best attitude adjustments come from being in traffic.
I mean, I guess I get what you're saying.
Yeah, listen, I'm not telling you to move. Wait a minute. Speaking of, is that why you had to like play host last night or?
No, it was a blast. The snow, the roads weren't great, obviously, and mm-hmm. I told all the boys, like, you know, I told Patty couldn't even make it to work because he had some car issues, and you know, I've lived in Southern Indiana. I know how bad it can be over there. You know, just with all the country roads and stuff like that, you know, they try over there, but it's, yeah, it is what it is. So, yeah, but I mean, he wasn't really able to get moving until like 5 o'clock. So Process and I took the, you know, tag teamed on the drive. But I was telling all the guys, it was like, you know, first off, I'd like to consider myself your friend. I'm worried about you, But that's only about 20% of it. 80% of it is if you goobers can't get to work tomorrow, and I have
to
run.
Get stuck with air.
Yeah, if I run every single show on here, I will burn the place down. So like it's self preservation
or burn out yourself.
Yes, no, that'd probably be it. I would be the little dog in the meme, you know, this is fine, and there'd just be fire all around me. And yeah, so I was telling him, I was like, hey, you know, swing by Casa de Nick and Janet. So Process was the only one that took me up on the offer because Patty was still, I think, kind of stuck at home. Jack was here until 10 doing the IU postgame show, and by that time the roads had cleared up enough that he was able to get home. So yeah, no, Process bunked over at our place last night.
Okay, how is Janet as a host? Was she dying to make a good impression as a house host, I guess?
Well, like, Process, I would say probably of all, I mean, you know, Janet loves all the guys here, but of all the people at the studio, she's probably closest with Process because he's hung out with us the most. So it's almost like one of those things, like it had it been Jack or Patty or,
they would have got the better treatment.
Well, yeah, but she, I mean, she was still, you know, cleaning basically the whole time over there. She wanted to make a good impression, but it was like if you know, we could let our hair down with anybody, it'd be Process. You know what I mean? Mm. So, yeah, but it was fun. Like, no, she shout out to her. She picked this all up, like, because she's got a Jeep. She tidied the whole house up. She played a marvelous host. It was awesome. If anything, I was a terrible host because I don't know, it's been a while since I've hosted people, so she was like constantly poking me in the ribs like, that's not what you do with a guest. And I was like, it's Process. He's not people. And she was like, and then she would punch me, and then so, well, you know.
Give me the one faux pas, that, you know, or the thing that just, I should have known better.
Well, like, I was, we were very much doing a, like, what do you want to eat for dinner? And it was just, it was one of those things where it went, like, you know, Process one was like, maybe pizza, and Janet's trying to diet, and I actually wasn't super hungry at the time, so we should have just been like, yeah, absolutely, or been more accommodating, but there was way too much trepidation with that. And then, you know, we got the pizza, I had a slice, and then promptly cooked a bunch of, like, an omelet. And Janet was like, you don't do that. Like, you know, Process sprung for the pie, because he insisted, like, you eat what he provided. And I was like, I was like, I'm trying to eat healthy. You got on me about that. I thought I was doing the right thing. So
fair enough. Yeah, that's a nice little off balance. Like, you didn't really break any laws, but yeah, if she's trying to be a good host, and I can see her jabbing you a little bit on that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, also, like, you know, I took like the good pillows on the couch and stuff. You know, it was little things, and then she was like, you can't do that. Like, that's supposed to be, you know, like, so we, but it very much felt like we were 12 because we ordered pizza. Thank you, Process, for snagging that. We drank a little bourbon. I didn't do that when I was 12. But Process is doing that month-long movie thing that he started while he had, you know, he was in mono quarantine. So we checked off two on his list last night.
Month-long movie thing. Okay, what, is he just trying to knock down some movies he's been meaning to do?
Well, it's fun, and he sent it to me, and I'm probably going to do it next month or try to. But it's called – hey, see a biscuit. It's this thing called, like, Letterbox, like the Letterbox app or whatever, and they give you, like – you have to pick, like, 30 there's, like, categories, and you have – based on those categories, you have to pick, like, 30 movies from it. So it'll be, like – one would be pick a movie Rob Zombie either directed or starred in. And so that was, we chose Guardians of the Galaxy because he evidently has a role in that movie. I don't know. But so that was the one that we watched last night. Another one was like, watch a action movie or something from like the 80s. And so we watched Die Hard. So I got home and Janet and Process were halfway through Die Hard. So we watched the end of that, had some pizza and bourbon, and watched, Guardians of the Galaxy, which is one of my favorite Marvel movies. And then
I did enjoy it myself as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of unwritten rules, I got a hypothetical question for you real quick. I mean, people don't freak out. Yes, we're going to get into all the sports you want to cover. But I got a quick one, Nikki, and it's just me and you talking. Okay. No, nobody else can hear us.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is nothing I would ever let on the air or anything like that. But this is just between me and you, hypothetical.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Okay, you know how, like, I... okay, people always think that I need a lot more help than I do, right? Listen, I'm pretty self-sufficient, right?
Yeah.
So here's just okay, and all this is hypothetical, by the way. But this is, like I said, this is between me and you. Let's just say hypothetically, I got this fine ass neighbor, who's a friend of mine on social media and all this stuff. And let's just say hypothetically, you know, sometimes, you know, my neighbor, you know, look, girl, keep on with the little love emojis.
Right.
Keep on with the little kiss emojis. We're gonna put them to the test. So listen, hypothetically, Nikki.
Of course, hypothetically.
What do I ask for? What do I act like I can't do myself to get her over here? To get her over here from around the corner. Because, like, let's just assume that we act like I can't get out. But the irony is, it's so cold, you can just sweep the snow right off the porch.
Right.
But I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna say, I need some help. Do you mind if
dude, go with the food option, man. Always go with the food.
Gotta be a food option.
Yeah, just be like, oh, what the hell? Like the stove broke or something like that.
What if I just say I'm out of bourbon? Because anybody who, you know, likes to have bourbon would get horrified. And then I'm like, okay, maybe I say I'm out of bourbon.
Yeah, it's a good bourbon drinking weather too, so.
Yeah, and then you go get the bourbon. And I'll say, you know, I'll pay you, you know, or I'll cash after you. And you go get the bourbon. And hey, since you're here. Hey, you want to indulge?
I think that's the play. Yeah,
is you that go, the smooth play?
No, that's definitely the play. You use the and then if she shoots back, well, you could just use the liquor barn app and they'll deliver. You could be like, damn it, like you know, you're gonna have to come at a different angle.
That's the bourbon friend zone. If that happens.
Yeah, no, that's 100% the thing. So like, I'll help you drink it, but I ain't bringing it to you. Like you know, one of those things. So, but yeah, no, this is good weather for a good old Kentucky hug. So one way course. Or, you know, multiple course, different ways.
Yeah, all that's hypothetical. I was just, you know, making a good funny story for the morning.
Right, of course. Yeah, no.
But, okay, so Nikki.
No, wait, depending on what she brings over, do you judge her?
You mean the type of bourbon?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, good man.
Look, maybe, listen, not judge, but maybe jab a little.
Right.
Just... Look, and this is what happens. I forget that I have the bourbon in my cabinet.
Oh, my God. That would be it. And be like, oops.
Oops. Is that 1932 I have in my cabinet? Oh, oops. I'm sorry. Hey, you know what? Let's just have a little of this.
Then maybe, like, if it's a lower shelf bourbon and she know not what she's done, then you can just be like, no, I needed it to cook. And then maybe you cook like, you know, some good bourbon chicken or something. And hypothetically, she's impressed by a man who can cook and more emojis.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But I need the snow to stay around here for another 48 hours.
Come on, old man winter. Do your thing.
Right. Liz, I know it's supposed to be 40 tomorrow, but I'm going to need you to just hold out on that. I just need you to work with me a little bit.
Maybe an outside throwing ice cubes around, spreading them right. Like it's Scott's turf builder. You know, just
Frosty, I need help. Okay. So, Nikki, things we got to talk about. We got Florida State around the corner. I got to tell you, my anxiety is going to be on 10. I'm going to be off the walls. You're going to have to reel me in when I go down too many different roads of positivity and negativity. I'm so happy every time I see Russ Smith go in there and put up stupid numbers. And then it makes me so sad. Did you look at the Russ Smith highlights?
Yes. And I'm making something a little bit... On the fly, so maybe we can, you know, use some of those later. But yeah, no, I mean they're video game numbers. I mean 24 in the fourth quarter. I mean, come on,
24 in the fourth quarter, and keep in mind these are professional athletes that are NBA, you know, 10-day contracts back and forth, NBA G League, you know, G League. I'm right at the precipice of accomplishing my dreams, and he comes in basically off the street and just 24 in the fourth quarter. And here's the problem. When you watch it, you say that's Russ. It's always been Russ. Russ has always been unstoppable on a court with grown men. Right? And 8150939 is the number, by the way. 3831939 is normally the text line, but you'd be better served to hit me up on Twitter if you have an opinion about the Russ Smith situation. Because here's the thing. I say the Russ Smith situation, and I hate doing that. Nothing gives me more, a few things, but not many things, give me the largest range of emotions than Russ Smith when I see him. China numbers, G League numbers, any kind of professional league numbers, and watching him play on the court. Nothing takes me through the extreme emotions. And I feel like Russ Smith is all of my angst. Russ Smith represents everything I hate about narratives. Russ Smith represents everything I hate about confirmation bias and, oh, it's always been like that. So, you know, you just have to accept, you know, things. You just have to, oh, well, you know, he's never going to do it. Just, and it's like, well, why? You know, because I do need explanations a lot of times. Or I'm forced to come up with my own. And it unfortunately seems like my obvious explanations seem a lot more valid than an excuse somebody can give me. Because I watched Russ Smith on a professional basketball court, like you said, put up 24 in a fourth quarter. And the competition, keep in mind, these are much better players than are in college basketball. The G League is better than college basketball. Could you imagine if Russ Smith was in college playing, let's just say Purdue. If Russ Smith was at Purdue and the last 10 minutes of a game, he put up 24 points in a valiant effort and lost by six. The NBA, they would not care about Russ Smith's size. They would not care. He would be on his way to the draft. Every time I see Russ Smith do these phenomenal things, I'm just like, I was right. I was right about him having a unstoppable skill set. And again, anybody knows me, they know that when Russ Smith wasn't getting playing time under Rick Pitino, and Russ Smith was just like a defender, you know, a guy that came in, got some energy on the defense, you know, just kind of, you know, he wasn't the big time scorer. He wasn't Russ Dickulous. I had that same, man, I wish I could find tweets, but I had the same defensive I was impressed the exact same way of him defensively as I was with Jared West. Now, Jared won't reach like that because he's more conventional point guard. You know, Russ Smith has his dad put the little extra, you know, extra go get it in Russ, the kind of the killer instinct or whatever. But the way Russ Smith used to time guards and have a bead on the ball, even if he didn't have a steal, you could tell how uncomfortable, how close he was to having 6, 7, 8 steals a game. I see the same defensive skill set in Jared West. Actually, Jared West probably doesn't realize he could be a better defender than Russ Smith because he's so much stronger than Russ was. But with that being said, the range of emotions I get, I sit here and I watch and I'm so happy when I see Russ put up numbers. Also, I don't want this to go unsaid publicly. And this is all about me. This is all about my feelings. And this is all about me telling y'all. This is what I want you to see. You want to know how Russ Smith put up 24 points in the fourth quarter? Watch how many times Russ Smith takes it to the basket, pulls up at the block, and kisses it off the glass. every time I see Russ Smith pull up and use the backboard, I look at everybody, even if there's nobody around. And I would just say, do y'all see this? Why would y'all shoot floaters at the angle? And this is me. This is I would any coach that listen, I hated it too. Any coach that would let somebody shoot a floater at the angle after watching Russ Smith use the glass and probably score 18 of his 40 points using the glass or taking it strong and getting to the free throw line by jumping into other people's bodies. It's like, I swear, look, and I know this is the transition into get off my lawn, Marcus. Get off my lawn. This is the transition that I'm turning into sitting on the porch watching the world go by. Because I can't believe I'm saying this. Because I've always been a dunk is more than 2 points. But I can't believe I'm going to say this. You young punks would rather look good with the floater than look bad and hit the bank shot. My God, it just makes me so sick. Well, anyway, point being, Russ Smith goes from 43, 42, 41, something like that. He's using the backboard. It's beautiful stuff. And the minute the highlight is over, I always feel the same way. Why is Russ Smith, why does he not have a larger NBA resume? Like I said, I mean, just getting stuck. I mean, I don't want to say, I mean, I hear people, well, Conley got paid a bunch of money and Russ Smith. And I'm just like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about Russ Smith, wrong place, wrong time, Conley. I mean, I knew the Russ-diculous name put a little, you know, a little prejudice on him, but not enough to ignore how effective of a basketball player he is on the, and he can D up. So it's not like his size, like Russ is still 6'1", you know, he's not a small dude. I mean, he's small in basketball, but he's not like a tiny dude. But yeah, but seeing Russ be able to D up and score at that level and break pro assist records when asked to, it's just like the moment the highlight ends, I just say, Jesus, I'm so impressed with Russ' heart. Because anybody with his resume and his accolades, they'd be crushing the NBA. They'd be crushing the sport. They'd be pissing and moaning and complaining about how they were done wrong and how it's a conspiracy, you know, against him. It's like he's let everyone else be the judge and just watch him fight. Because, again, you see him all summer. He's working. You see him still working. He, you know, the way he tweets, I'm still waiting on my shot. I'm still, you know, I still feel like I'm going to get my shot. You know, I mean, you know, there's moments I see a tweet or a social media post or, you know, he might say something in a little bit of a disappointment. But when I see him out there again, it's like he still has the same competitive spirit that I saw, you know, here at Louisville. And I'm so impressed. And I didn't really plan on waxing poetically this long about Russ Smith, but I wanted to tell everybody, I'm so impressed with how much heart he has. And I'm so disappointed with the sport of basketball, the sport of professional basketball. So whatever Illuminati has conspired against Russ Smith, I hope you I don't want to say anything mean.
Say it.
Listen, I hope your scrambled eggs have a couple extra shells in them tomorrow.
Well said. I like that. Just a mild inconvenience. Nothing life-threatening. Yeah, just a mild inconvenience. Yeah,
I hope two eggshells sneak past your eyeballs and end up in your scrambled eggs. And you don't want scrambled eggs for about 3 months. Just because that'll make you not want scrambled eggs for a while. If some shells get past the window.
Right.
So yeah, because you that's the least you deserve, right? Some crunchy scrambled eggs.
Right, right. And just, you know, like you said, you pass on scrambled eggs for a week or two. You're just like, eh.
Yeah.
Mild inconvenience, right.
Because you didn't give Russ Smith more opportunity. Okay. Listen, I think I got that out of my system. If anybody wants to add anything to that, please feel free. Nikki, do you have any Russ Smith sound so I could just go through that experience?
Well, actually, I was gonna use that as a little rejoin.
Well, we'll do that. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven.
On 939 DeVille.
Guess who's back again.
Oh, what a move! Russ Smith!
Guess who's back, 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 guess who's back.
Smith, good, and the foul. Smith fading away. Oh! Russ Smith is taking over.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 939 is the station. Of course he's taking over. That's what he does. Golly. Off 43 off the bench. Who does that? My goodness. And listen, speaking of awesome former University of Louisville guards, congratulations, Donovan Mitchell. Player of the month. NBA player of the month, I believe. Did you see that? Oh, man, Nikki, I guess I should have told you that, too.
Well, no, that's a good little tidbit. I needed. I had the U of L women. I had the IU men.
Congratulations, U of L women, yes, as well. Sorry. Sorry, Chrissy. I'm listening.
Nah, sorry, Chrissy. So I had those two. I had like a little note, like Bailey Zappi from WKU going to the combine. And then, yeah, I completely forgot to put Russ in there. And yeah, okay. Now I have the cherry on top with Donovan for the sports.
Have you confirmed that Donovan Mitchell was player of the month?
No, I don't. But if it is, I'll put it in there.
I don't think I would be wrong about that. There's no way I could be wrong about that, right? Hold on, Donovan Mitchell. Let's just run a quick check. Can't wait to see Donovan Mitchell and see if he was player of the month. He probably was.
Yeah, but it was a couple days ago. So
okay. Well, you haven't talked about it, so it's still new to us.
Yeah, exactly.
fair enough. But congratulations, Donovan Mitchell. Speaking of other former players, great former players, I missed Reese in there, Nikki.
Yeah. Yeah, he was walking right by, and then, yeah, he was like, oh, I got to come in and sit in Maven's chair.
Did you just see him walk past the window?
Yeah, and then, like, he looked in, and I waved, and, yeah, he waved back, and I was like, come on in. And he was like, all right. I think he was looking for you. He wanted to say hi. I don't know if he wanted to come on the air, but I know he wanted to say hi. But
yeah, and I felt, listen, okay, here's the problem, Nikki. People who he knows me, right? And like we've spent a lot of time together in our years in college and stuff. So him making fun of me, challenging my ability to come in to work through the snow, it hurt my feelings. if I knew Reese was gonna come in there and make fun of me not coming to work through the snow, I would go back in time and I would find a way to make sure I was, even if I had to stay at work, I would have made sure just so he couldn't make, you know how like.
You could have crashed at our place last night.
Listen, you know how guys, just some people can challenge you a little different.
Oh yeah, especially your friends. Like they know exactly where to get you.
Right. So yeah, just the challenge, like, oh, maybe, I knew you was going to let some snow stop you. It's like, oh yeah, oh yeah, you want to see it? Look, I'll get through the snow. I'll show you.
Dude, he hit you with the, man, I'm from Milwaukee. This ain't nothing, too. Yes. I mean, he got you.
Yes, he said it on the air. He was, man, I'm from Wisconsin, man. This ain't nothing out here. And I'm like, ugh. So, yeah, but I do hate that I miss Reese in there. And it always sucks when because I never want to ask Reese any questions that might be revealing any information, and I don't want him to accidentally slip up. So, but I all the time I want to ask him all the dirty details about practice, like who's killing who, who's dunking on who, who's getting cussed out by the coach. And, but I'm like, I don't really want to have this information. It's like being the owner of the ring, you know?
Right.
Yeah, just like this is too much responsibility for me to keep my mouth shut.
Well, I mean, your job is to talk, literally.
I know. And listen, insert Dino joke here. But I'm like, there's no way Dino couldn't talk about what he knows sitting in there with you and Pops.
Those were good days.
I know. And listen, when he was on, I remember like just driving and texting Steve like, is Dino on today? You know what I'm saying? And then as soon as Dino says something, it's like, why would he say that? But this interview's awesome. And I would just be texting back with Steve just like, oh, I love it. But yeah, when I talk to Reese, it's just like I hate talking Louisville basketball questions.
Yeah, you got to tiptoe around it because guys are boys, so like, you know, you have to straddle that line of like, you know, this isn't us just over a beer saying, man, so and so sucks in practice, like, you know, it's
right.
Gotta be.
And listen, I don't even like doing that, Nikki. Like, I don't even like that part because it's this. I know that programs like the value of being rock solid as far as people running their mouth about what goes on inside of practice, outside of practice. And now I know, you know, people talk to their friends and stuff like that, but like a source as reliable as Reese's brain to my brain, you know what I'm saying? Like that's some real information. That's some information exchange. And just sometimes I'm just like, cause I don't want people to think when something comes out about what's going on in the locker room or something, I don't want people to even insinuate for 1 second. It's more about protecting Reese, too. Like not for my sake. That's, like I said, I know the parents, and you know, I've been talking with the parents of all the players since the beginning of time, you know. But you know, I know Reese is new to the pro, like he's not a part of this, you know, regime. You know what I'm saying? He's still working to, you know, build his trust network up over there. So I'm just like, I just don't want anybody to think anything's coming out through him, you know, to me or anything like that. So yeah, that's just how I feel every time we're talking about basketball. Like I said, I try to keep our opinions real, real macro, real big picture, so, and just keep on using my eyes. But I won't say I won't eventually take him out for drinks and both of us let our guard down a little.
Right,
bit.
Right.
And, yeah, I can't promise you that after the second vodka tonic, you know, at the Galt House or something, that I won't know everything,
right,
about the entire team. Okay, so
or some of the bourbon that, you know, your neighbor hypothetically might bring.
Hypothetically, yeah, could bring or not bring. Ooh, but then I'm gonna have footsteps all up my front driveway. Then I'm gonna be exposed for having guests.
Ah. Good point.
No, I don't mind that.
Can I deliver the liquor? Because I want to see this person.
oh no! Listen.
I mean, hypothetically,
it would be totally worth the trip. you're like, oh, maybe yes. you must play this one the right way. So, baby, what took you so long? Okay, so here's what we do. This is where I'm at. Oh, no. Okay. You know, I'll set it up. I'll set it up because I didn't realize we were so close to the top of the hour. We're about to talk about Florida State. We play Florida State on Saturday. Florida State, this Florida State team is, if I were to hand pick a team and hand pick a game, and handpick a time where I wanted a good SAT / ACT / whatever test that you feel like you learned the most about your team and your coach, to me, this is a handpicked moment. Florida State, their personnel, their coaching, their record, their resume, who they beat, who they've lost to. I mean, they played North Carolina State. They played Wake Forest. They played Missouri. They played Florida. This is the perfect situation. And here's the thing. My team, outside of Mason Faulkner not having a couple of days of conditioning, you know, things like that, I have the perfect test for, and listen, there's a positive and there's a negative. A really poor score on this test may change my spirit moving forward with the basketball team and the coaching. A good test, a good result on this test, like my opinions could go extreme after this game. And like I said, I could not have picked a better time. And my team is healthy. My team is healthy. Malik didn't play. So Malik is going to be as fresh and in shape as you could get on a Malik Williams game. Jared West is healthy. Mason's healthy. Noah Locke played at Florida. He's played Florida State. He knows what it's like to play in Florida State. He knows the Florida energy. He'll probably have Florida friends, you know, make the trip to Tallahassee. Possibly, I don't know, but, you know, I would assume. Just I have all the people. Look, Matt Cross going back down to Florida. Like, I have everything I need to have ultimate comfort in my team. Sidney Curry, who's a strong athlete. There's about three guys that are. If I needed a guy that Sidney Curry would really bail me out, it would be this team. And Sidney Curry coming off a good game against this Florida State team. I mean, it's the perfect matchup. I don't want to get into the details of the Florida State game. So if we don't have anybody on the phone, Nikki, go ahead and play us out, because I'm going to hit the ground running about the Florida State matchup and the ways I feel like we're going to be tested. And also, Florida State, we're a get-right game for Florida State. Florida State's hearing the same thing, the poor start, the rough start, is this team, you know, this, or, you know, I'm sure the coaches, they're picking with the coaches saying, does the coach still have it? And, you know, he has all this talent and all these, like, it's the perfect test point to learn so much about my team. That part is just kind of like the big picture psychological part. There's a whole nother side of actual on the court Florida State conversation. We'll do some confidence meter on some players. Rolling along. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.